The retail giant is also asking its customers not to openly carry firearms in open carry states such as Alabama unless they are authorized law enforcement officers. In Limestone County, a family member of the 14-year-old that confessed to shooting and killing five members of his family says the shooting happened days after the teen learned that the woman he considered his mother wasn't a biological parent. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and more, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dorian is regaining some of its intensity. The storm also now on a path that forecasters say increases the chances of a U.S. landfall.
The college cheating scandal is shining a new light on the admissions process at the University of Southern California. In spreadsheets sent by an athletics department official, some applicants were labeled VIP.
Nearly 500,000 vehicles are being recalled because there's a potentially dangerous problem with the seats. Now, this is in some of the pickups and SUVs, so the Ford F-150 pickups.
Rideshare giant Lyft accused in a new lawsuit of having a sexual predator crisis.
Who will not be buying flavored e-cigs in Michigan? It has become the first state to ban them altogether.
Actress Sofia Vergara is getting more criticism for what she posted in prep of Hurricane Dorian.
She shared a photo of her and others on a private jet with the caption, "Bye Bye Dorian."
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. Also, it's TGIF Eve Thursday. I know. I'm getting ready for the weekend. I'm going to have a great weekend this weekend. 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for an extra drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Your name will go in twice. That's important. We'll do that drawing tomorrow. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Great place. Go by and see Reed and Karen Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They've got some wonderful things. Had a little of their corn last night. Also, it was really good. Got to go hit that up for Saturday for the games. And I thought about the game. Okay, let's listen back in. Laura Ingram talking about Andrew McCabe. Listen to what Joe DiGenova has to say at the end of this.
Cable outfits hiring all these old deep staters, right? Now, Clapper and Brennan. Now you got McCabe. I guess Comey's not landed anywhere, has he?
It's a sad commentary on the state of the FBI under Comey, because if you look at them, see who they are and what they've done, it's all failure, and it's lying, and it's political corruption, and it's deceiving the American people. It's seditious behavior. I mean, what a legacy Comey has left. This is a guy who taught ethics at William and Mary. I mean, give me a break.
And he's also the guy who claims he wasn't political, as his wife, as you said, was running for office, and they gave a lot of money to the Democrats. And I also want you guys not to forget that he was, you know, he was in the room when it happened, when Rosenstein supposedly talked about wiretapping a sitting president of the United States. He didn't seem all that shocked. Watch.
We talked about why the president had insisted on firing the director and whether or not he was thinking about the Russia investigation. The deputy attorney general offered to wear a wire into the White House. He said, I never get searched when I go into the White House. I could easily wear a recording device. They wouldn't know it was there. Now, he was not joking.
All right, Jason, he was not at all in a state of shock when he was revealing this. He's like, oh, yeah. He basically was saying it was justified, although the general counsel of the FBI is like, no, it's a bridge too far. But he sounds like he would have been fine with it.
The scariest thing to me, Laura, is that if Hillary Clinton had won this election, that guy could be. I mean, he was the acting director of the FBI. He was going to be in the senior leadership. And between Comey, Strzok, Page, Orr, and McCabe, these were the people they're going to run the senior most law enforcement agency in the world. That's what scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, you know what's scary about it? That was the picture of a sociopath. What you saw was the calm, effortless recitation of unconstitutional behavior by a sociopath. That's scary.
Now, here's some food for thought. Andrew McCabe has been taking kind of a public role here. He did the book and this kind of stuff. And I think what he's doing is he's setting up to say, oh, yeah, this is all political. They're just coming after me. I decided to help them, and so they're doing this strictly for political. I think that's one of the reasons he's doing this. Now, he does have some financial issues, but he was raising money on the internet for his legal team. But I think he's trying to set himself up for his defense being, oh, this is just politically motivated. All this stuff is made up and contrived here. Dana Perino had an interesting conversation talking about New Hampshire and Biden here. We're going to do a little bit of Biden play here.
So this is a question I go back and forth on, but it seems like the Biden campaign is evaporating before our very eyes.
It's interesting because it does feel that way. It's almost like you can sense it.
Yes.
And that everyone is kind of politely not saying that that's true, but he continues to defy gravity. Right. In the national polls, Democrats who say, who is the most electable? Who do I want to vote for? It's him. But these early states matter. Remember what George H.W. Bush said? You have to have the big mo, meaning
yes.
Momentum. And you can write off the early states a little bit now. There's some reality to that because we're always doing national campaigns. But Iowa and New Hampshire are still first. And if Biden's not going to win Iowa, I noted this. The last four Democratic nominees have won Iowa. It was Gore, believe it or not, I had to look that one up, Kerry, Obama, and Hillary Clinton. And on the Republican side, that's not always true. A lot of times Republicans that win Iowa don't go on to get the nomination, but for Democrats recently it is true. Why is that? Well, they're kind of slightly more aligned with the base.
That's right.
Biden's considered a little bit too moderate for Iowa, for the caucus goers.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren is exceedingly organized in that state. Then you go up to New Hampshire, and it's like, well, you think, well, they're maybe a little bit more Biden style, right? But already his campaign is saying, yeah, well, we don't need to really worry about that. Then you can get down to South Carolina. I think they risk people starting to walk away. As you said, the campaign fizzling. Staying power with African Americans is really high. One thing that's really different is Super Tuesday this year. Includes California, and it's early. It's like the first week of March. So
it actually matters.
It does. And also, I think it'll be fascinating to see if Sanders and Warren team up. They've had a nice alliance. Will they team up against Biden at this next debate? Because they have to figure out a way to sort of take him down a peg. Because what do they want to say? They want to say, I'm electable and not just crazy.
But it's...
I mean crazy in the nicest way.
She made some really good points. Normally, I don't track her very much, but she made some very good points in that Iowa does matter, particularly for Democrats. Like New Hampshire matters for Democrats. Bill Clinton was the first guy to lose New Hampshire and still get the presidency of New Hampshire, and that had been intact for a long, long time. But I think this next debate is going to be very interesting to see how they're going to handle Biden. We're going to hear a lot more about Biden. We're going to hear Bert Hume again talking about Biden, the old age factor, senility. I mean, he's actually kind of getting out there. I don't know if he is the Bert Hume is the Biden shark that's out there to try to hurt Biden, but this is the second time we've seen him in this type of appearance. But I'm really looking forward to this debate and see how Yang's going to happen. We have some Yang clips here. But how is Biden going to take this, and who's going to go after Biden? And I think there's some people that are kind of going, we need to check this up. And he seems to be almost teetering, that he could kind of break loose here. So now Dana's going to be talking about electability here.
I think they will do that. What's so striking, though, is the number, as you just pointed out, of Democratic voters who still believe, in spite of everything, that Joe Biden is the most electable of the candidates. That suggests that they view the rest of the field as pretty weak.
I think that right now this is my opinion, I think that there are really a top five candidates, maybe just a top three.
Yeah.
Because and barring some unforeseen surge by one of the remaining candidates, you've already seen a lot of people step out. The first one was Eric Swalwell. Of course, they miss him, of course. others are hanging in there. But after this next debate, if you're not there, it's going to be really hard to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be able to win Iowa or New Hampshire. They won't be able to do that either.
The latest we're hearing is that Bill de Blasio may get out. And I should say we're expecting to have Mayor de Blasio on the show tomorrow night. So we'll ask him that.
He might be here. Will you ask him if he can do something about the situation in the city?
I'm not going to ask him.
You know, he logged like 7 hours of work time in New York City last month.
Wouldn't it be sad if de Blasio dropped out?
Yes.
It really would be.
It'd be so sad.
The Big Bird.
He's so obnoxious.
He really is.
He really does unite people in their disdain for him. And how do you drop a groundhog? I know I always bring that up, but when you're gifted for a moment, Punxsutawney Phil, and you drop him...
And he later dies?
What's wrong with you?
Really?
Like, nobody handed
Peter
him
Ducey.
A baby.
Yeah, really. And it was a long drop for him too because of his height. Let's listen to Peter Ducey talking about the 2020 hopefuls and climate change in the Dems.
Democratic presidential candidates are laying out their climate change plans tonight in a series of town hall meetings in New York. Correspondent Peter Ducey tells us this evening they are sparing no expense with taxpayer money.
Democratic candidates all have plans to make their campaigns heat up, and they all have plans to make the planet cool down.
The existential threats that exist today relating to, first and foremost, climate change.
It's a problem Joe Biden thinks is worth at least $1.7 trillion tax dollars to convert the U.S. economy to clean energy by 2050. But other Democrats want to spend more to do it faster, like Bernie Sanders, who thinks he can do it years earlier by hiring millions, all for about $16.3 trillion.
I have introduced the most comprehensive climate change program ever.
Sanders released his own proposal, even though he co-sponsored the Senate's Green New Deal resolution, along with some of his competitors, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker, whose own proposal costs $3 trillion.
This climate crisis is going to first impact low-income communities.
A new $10 trillion Kamala Harris climate plan carries a special focus on penalizing polluters.
The climate crisis, which is an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Who we are as a species. I don't know. How do these people sleep at night? Aren't they just panicked and scared that they're going to, they're facing death? That, the debate, the CNN town hall thing, which we're going to get into more detail, 7 hours
of
climate change. 7 hours. Did I watch it? No.
No.
Would I watch it? No. Love my audience, but no. I'm not that stupid. So Peter Ducey's going to keep going here. He's going to be talking about Biden and Warren, and they were really outbidding themselves on this climate change. Biden was really the reasonable one.
plan costs $3 trillion to confront the climate and corporations.
The giant oil companies are the big polluters. And they get together and, in effect, say, wow, if Congress gets serious about climate change, that's going to bite into our bottom line.
But some candidates admit the commander-in-chief can only do so much.
You're not going to get anything done on climate change without bringing it all together.
Joe Biden's global warming plan isn't as aggressive as other candidates. In fact, it's not even as aggressive as other former vice presidents who have sought higher office. That distinction belongs to Al Gore, and now Biden advisors hope that doesn't become an inconvenient truth.
Good job, Peter Ducey. Peter, I tell you what, this guy's catching on. He really is. He's very tight in his presentations of news items. He's very timely with things. He knows how to, and he's on the campaign trail with all these people. He knows how to come out with a good story that is very timely. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Hey, folks, we have this auction coming up here. The Collier, June Collier Fletcher auction that's going to be happening on the 10th. You can go to the website, and this is what I really suggest. It's So you can get kind of a feel of the property. You can take a look at the pictures and things like that. It's gtauctions.com. gtauctions.com. Now, these guys, I've been reading up on the Granger Thagard. They are top-notch auctioneers. They do really high-quality products and properties, and they're doing that with this one with June Collier. I knew June and Ben Collier back during the day. Everything first class. And this is an absolute auction, which means that when it sells, it's that price. That's it. You own it. You got it. So go to their website, gtauctions.com, gtauctions.com. Take a look at it. Wetumpka property for you Omarons. This is a great opportunity out here. This looks like some real premium stuff here. So go take a look at it. You may be able to catch something at a really, really good price. Go to gtauction.com. The auction is on 9/11. Kevin, going to you, buddy. Kevin, what's up?
Oh, not much. I heard your, them talking about how the big oil companies are, polluting everything. she don't know. I was hauling gas for a while there, and she don't know what she's talking about. They burn the vapors, so there's no vapors going in the sky. I don't know what in the world she's talking about.
Let me tell you what, they don't know what they're talking about. It's funny. I will start talking to somebody either about gun control or climate change, and all they do is they parrot what somebody else has said. They don't know what they're talking about. Most people that are for gun control know nothing about guns. Nothing.
Right. Probably I never touched one.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're doing it out of ignorance, and they're just parroting someone else.
Now, I bet that if they shot one, they would love it.
Well, and the thing that they would probably realize is that guns have a real purpose that's out there.
Right.
That you can protect yourself. I love to just go shooting. And
oh, yeah.
I used to be a big hunter, and then I stopped doing that, though I did snake hunt. It's kind of fun. But it's really relaxing to me. Really relaxing. Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, I love hunting when I did. I'm like you. I had to just quit because I didn't have nowhere to go. But
well, anyway. It wasn't that. I shot I had a 222 Swift rifle, which is that 222 round is a very hot round. I shot a deer and went just clean through him, and I had to go track it. And I found him about a mile away, and he's still alive and was bleeding out. Of course, I put him out of his misery, but that was the last deer I ever shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just didn't seem right.
Last time I hunted was probably 15 years ago, if not longer.
Yeah.
And I used the 270, so I just dropped them right where they stood. But, most people, they buy, they hunt them just for the antlers and stuff. I used to do it just to get some meat in the freezer.
Yeah, and what I would do is I would take it and take it to the processor, and then we'd have. I'm not a big deer meat person. We were talking about this yesterday. That's a lot of effort to go in to get something that doesn't taste really that good to me. But I would take it to the processor, and then I'd give the meat away. And they have in Troy, where we had a place, they had a processing place, and you could give them the meat, and then they would give it away to people in need.
Right.
And that then I felt I was doing something good.
Right. Yeah, and they always, people leave it at the processor, and they'll give it to people that they need it, are hungry, it's just the way the hunters are.
Yep, exactly right. Because, if you don't go in and harvest the deer population, you're going to have deer all over the place. And
we
run over more deer than most people shoot in a lot of other places. We are very blessed with an incredible deer population.
Right.
Yeah,
plenty of doe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, is there any possible way I can get in the Sweet Creek?
Absolutely not, Kevin. Yeah, of course you can. Come on, Kevin. You know you can. Give me your month and day of birth.
I ain't one yet. Let's see. It's 322.
322. You got it, Kevin. You're in, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne?
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I listen to your show. Just want to say I love it. Want to give you guys a traffic update.
Please.
Mile marker 17 on 85 headed into Montgomery.
Yes.
There's some kind of crash. They got rescue workers on the scene and the helicopters in the middle of the interstate. So
that's bad when you have when you have a helicopter in the middle of the interstate. That's not a good thing.
Not a good thing, and it's backed up for miles. So
yeah.
I just want to let you know.
Thank you, so give me mile marker 17.
Mile marker 17.
85 south.
I headed into Montgomery.
Headed into Montgomery. You got it, my friend. Thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
Let's see. We can fit this in. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard.
Hi. I was listening in the car, but I haven't been listening the last 10, 15 minutes. So I don't
Why
know
not? Just kidding. Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, I would want to get into the Sweet Creek.
You do?
Please.
Give me your month and day of birth.
6/23.
What's the magic word?
Please.
There you go. You're from my generation, I can tell. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Let's get Sharon here. Sharon, my sweet Creek girl.
Yes, I am.
How are you doing
today?
I could
name myself Sweet Creek.
We'll call you Sweet Creek girl.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know, in case anybody didn't know, Department of Conservation also has a program called Hunters Helping the Hungry, where deer hunters can hunt deer and donate the meat, and they put it to the food banks.
Do they donate the deer, or do they take it to the processor, or do you?
The processor works with the deer hunters, and they process the deer meat for $1 a pound that DCNR pays.
Oh, okay.
They have a foundation program.
That's good. Let me tell you, see, that's the kind of stuff I love.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very, very, very good program. I forget how they're getting close to 1 million pounds of deer meat being donated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's over the years. That's not.
Yeah, that's not this week.
No, that's during the entire time the foundation has been open. So,
well, I appreciate I love that kind of stuff. I mean, like I said, I used to hunt a lot. Big bird hunter, duck hunter, and
yeah.
Taking things that you harvest and then repurposing them, I think that's always good.
I do, too. And I love it that goes to the food bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's wonderful. And the deer hunters just do it because they love to hunt. And so the cost literally is $1 a pound to process, and we've got all kinds of processors all over the state that participate.
When you say we, are you
DCNR?
Is that who? Or are you? Do you participate with them, or what?
Yes, I do.
Good, Sharon.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. I hope it helps somebody.
You have a great day, Sweet Creek girl.
You too.
Thanks, Gary. Coming back to you. Damn our show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Dorian, a Category 2 storm with 110-mile-an-hour winds, knocking out power to more than 200,000 in the Carolinas. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says torrential rainfall is expected too.
10 to 15, maybe some more in some areas. Anywhere from South Carolina through North Carolina can get these very dangerous rainfall amounts. Flash flooding, definitely a possibility in these areas.
More than 100 roads are closed in Charleston, South Carolina because of flooding and down power lines. The Taliban taking responsibility for a suicide bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan that killed an American and Romanian soldier and at least 10 civilians.
The Trump administration has agreed a preliminary peace deal with the Taliban, but the Afghan government is anxious. President Ashraf Ghani saying today, peace with a group that is still killing innocent people is meaningless.
Fox's Simon Owen in our European Bureau. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As the Hurricane Dorian threat shifts towards the Carolinas, our hot, dry weather pattern rolls on and on. Sunshine dominates. High temperature 96 to 98 today and tomorrow, with the heat index near or above 100. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, very hot. Highs near 100. Rain chances averaging about 10% each day through Monday, and then widely scattered storms return on Tuesday. The tropics are very active, and not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action, plus access to all my blog updates and videos by going to the App Store and downloading our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to come in handy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is calling. It'll take you up or down. From rats on up to bridges, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way. Help you right on by.
Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, I hope you're enjoying the air conditioning this afternoon.
But I am. Being up in the attic today isn't a bad deal.
Tell Rich that he needs to really do better for opening weekend of dove season. 100 degrees in both days is not very nice.
I know. When you have those vests on that you put, do you put your dove in a vest, or where do you put your dove?
I put them in a little bag in my stool. In fact, my camouflage shirt.
Oh, you're not a walking shooter. You're a sitting shooter.
Well, you walk. You have to sit on those. My camouflage shirt's cut off about midriff. So I tell people I have an air conditioned shirt on. This weekend I'm gonna need.
I tell you one thing about hunting in today. The equipment that you've got and the wear, they have these shirts that you can sweat.
They breathe,
and you don't sweat nearly as much. And I mean, it's just amazing what they've got now compared to the old days.
Yeah. Speaking of equipment, the ARs are very useful in killing feral pigs.
Oh yeah.
You know, you come usually when you see the hogs, they'll come out in a group, and if you have a bolt action rifle, then
they'll get to you before you get to them.
Yeah, you get one shot, and you might kill one hog, but with an AR with a 20-round clip, you can probably kill three or four before they get back in the woods. And believe me, we have a feral hog problem.
Oh, absolutely. Out by Pass Bike Road, where you're getting close to the Macon County line, it is serious out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, down around Butler County, in Bullock County, it's a big, bad problem. They're tearing up fields and just really making a mess.
You got to give me a month and day of birth.
4/6.
You got it, Gary.
You went hog hunting?
I went hog hunting and it was in Arkansas, and those guys are serious. So I'm doing an event there, and you're razorback hunting. So I went with a Secret Service friend of mine, and there what you do is you use a pistol. And what you use, I had a .44 Cal, a .44 mag, and this dog, the dog's going to chase this razorback, pushing it towards me. Here's this damn razorback coming to me, 350, 400 pounds. And what you do is they're running at you, and you're supposed to shoot them in the head. So this thing is coming at me. Dogs are behind it, and they're coming at me. And I sit there. I emptied that pistol. It was a python. Empty that pistol. It was 357 mega. Empty that pistol in that hog's head. And the Secret Service agent, I look over, he is sitting on his butt laughing his tail off. He goes, "Morris, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life." Said, "I thought you were facing death." It was, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
You were facing serious injury.
Oh yeah, because those things will get you.
Oh yeah, they're bad. As far as this gun control situation is concerned, it looks like the Democrats have figured out how to take all the legal weapons. I'm curious as to how they're going to get the weapons from all the gangs and the criminals.
Yeah, they're not. Notice they don't talk about that.
Oh no, I mean they're taking away my self protection, and not doing anything about the criminals at all. You know, in the major cities that have the big crime problems like Chicago, if they turn the policemen loose and quit interfering with police work, then they could probably solve the crime problem. But they're tying the police forces.
Well, and if they would just support the police force, if they would just acknowledge, I mean, I have people who have been in leadership and policing, and they will tell you that if you have the leadership of a community supporting the police officer, the police officers will go to the limit for that community. But if you have them where they're doing in New York, they're slow walking. They're not trying, giving their very best effort out there. Gary, thanks for the telephone call.
Every police officer I meet, I stop and shake his hand and thank him.
Thank him for their service. Absolutely.
Definitely. Thanks.
You have a great one. Let me go to Papa B. Papa B. Papa B. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I've got this mental picture in my mind now about Dan Marsh.
Emptying that pistol in that hog. Oh man, I tell you, that's my Secret Service friend. Just he, and for years he ribbed me about that for years.
Oh man, we need a video of that one.
I'm sorry. Thank God there's no footage of that around.
Oh, but you know what? That has got to be seriously a serious adrenaline rush, and you know, have a big old hog coming at you. My gosh!
Well, see, as a hunter and as a shooter, with the exception of snake hunting, you're not really in a lot of jeopardy. You know, a deer is not going to go pull out his weapon and shoot you. but when that thing is running at you, all of a sudden, it's a different deal.
I can imagine. No, I wouldn't want to do that. That sounds like a bad... that is a bad idea. You know, but anyway, I'm sorry to say I missed the dadgum global warming debate yesterday.
7 hours of fun.
I did catch some of the highlights of it. On, I believe it was Tucker Carlson had some. And then I tell you, you know, just you just shake your head at some of the things that these people mouth off and wonder where, what universe do they live in?
Really?
I just, well, you know, I have a couple of observations. I mean, you know, here we got all these folks up there talking about how the world is going to end in 11 years, making one outrageous apocalyptic statement after another. And, after it's all over with now, I guess you could dig around in that pile of excrement, run it through an analysis, and you'd probably find out that they may or may not believe what they're saying. They're saying it, I believe, because there are some very rich, highly motivated people on the left that do believe it and are looking for an advocate. And whoever can show themselves as the best evangelist for this global warming gospel gets the money. You think I might be on to something there?
Well, here's where I think it is. I think what they're doing is, if you look at what they are presenting, and you'll hear this in some of the cuts we're about to play, hopefully if we have enough time, is that big government Democrats want to be in charge, and they want to be in charge of Papa B, they want to be in charge of Joey, they want to be in charge of Dan. And the way to do that is to have a government control over things. So if they are controlling all of the energy and they are coming up with this climate change, global warming, and we're all going to die, the race is going to go extinct, they've got control over everything. And people, right. If you scare people, you know, enough, they'll give that control over to them. And that's what they're trying to do.
So, at a minimum, it's disingenuous.
Oh, it literally is a fascist way of getting control over things.
Right. It's a big lie. A great big lie.
Exactly.
Okay?
There's no, I mean, so when you get into the evidence, show me evidence, then they go, you're a climate denier, climate change denier.
Right.
I mean, they have to insult
right,
you.
You're an apostate.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an apostate, and you know, that's the thing that goes back to Joe Biden, you know, we believe the truth over facts type thing.
Yeah, wasn't that a brilliant statement?
There you go, right, gets right back into something else. So it's not, you can't argue facts with, you know, a lunatic or people who believe in this thing. It's more of a religion than, you know, what you might think. You know, they have a faith in it. I mean, you know, it's a doomsday type of faith. But, you know, trying to sit there and argue facts with them, and I think that's where Republicans really go wrong, is they sit there and try to argue facts, talk reasonable, you know, to people that are that far out on the cliff. It doesn't work, Dan. It doesn't work. And so, what do they need to do? Well, I think they need to mock them. They need to thoroughly, just like Trump does, they need to mock them until they are laughed out of the room. And I think that's about the only way you're really going to get rid of some of that, you know, end of the lunatic spectrum there. But anyway, that's my couple of observations there for that global warming debate. I thought it was going to get better over time, but it is not. Dan.
Oh, no.
It's worse.
And again, you remember the motive. It's not about saving the planet. It's about government telling everybody what they need to do, particularly big businesses.
So Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance, who is, you know, a big supporter of this global warming, climate change, whatever, you think he doesn't believe it either? You think he believes that it's just a way to get government in control of everything?
Well, you know, I think what he does is, I think for him, I think he does have a belief that this really is going to be a problem. But if it's really going to be a problem, then don't get on your plane and fly to Europe to talk about the problem. Don't get on your private plane and do that.
Can I hear an amen?
God, I mean,
that's right.
That is just, it is so absurd. And so there's another, because of their actions are not meeting their words, tells you that there's another purpose behind it.
There you go. You know what? I think you're right about that. We gotta rethink. It's not necessarily the religion of global warming. It's more of the religion of government control of everything.
There you go. There you go. The purpose. In other words, we know better than you, and we're going to tell you what you need to do with your stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Papa
All right,
B,
well,
is
I'm taking my soapbox and I'm going home.
You have a wonderful day. Always good to talk to you. Hey, remember one thing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Friday.
I'm trying to remember. I'm crawling my way through the week.
Oh, man, it's a short week. It's a short week. Papa B, you have a great day, my friend.
All right, see you.
Chad, hang on for me. Got to go to a quick break. Last segment coming up.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Lakeshore Drive, the road is calling, it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Boy, that was a quick break.
As promised.
Chad was very patient with us. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I agree with both you and Papa B. It's actually a combination of socialism and a new age religion.
Ah.
The millennials, as you know, many have no experience with faith. And are becoming what's called as they're selecting the none of the above, no faith at all. And everybody looks for a purpose in life, and a lot of these folks have latched on, a lot of these young people have latched on to the climate and the environment and all that kind of stuff. And and the politicos, like the socialist types, like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and so forth, they have taken advantage of that by saying, have we got a plan for you?
There you go, yeah.
because they can use that to have basically a government-controlled centralized economy. And, of course, the Washington state governor, who had to drop out of the race, he spilled the beans in one of the first debates and basically said that the climate change issue are all of the Democratic issues in one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they've already gotten control of the healthcare system and almost blew the crap out of that. And now if they can get control of a centralized economy and can control fuel, and they don't want you flying planes, they don't want you operating, apparently, you watched it, they don't want you operating gas-powered vehicles. I don't know where they think how we're going to transport food or anything, or any people, or anything. But that is, if they can tell you and dictate to you how you're going to get around and what jobs pass the social status test you can have because they don't have a big carbon footprint, then, why don't we just go live in China? It's so funny that the Chinese are trying to escape this stuff, and we're running headlong into it.
Yeah, and let me tell you, what the real truth is they don't want to eliminate all internal combustion engines. What they want to do is they want to decide what select people get to use them.
Yeah,
that's what the real truth is. And then it's going to be the people that think like they do and keep them in power. They get to use it, and those influence people, and then the other people don't.
So you just heard Papa B say, what we need to do is mock them. This is how we mock them. We say, oh, yes, I remember what a great climate warrior Barack Obama was. But yet now he just bought a $14 million house on Cape Cod that's on the water that he said is going to flood the planet in 10 years.
There you go.
And Joe Biden, he also has oceanfront property in Delaware, a multimillion-dollar mansion. Or people, or take Bernie Sanders. He has three homes, yet this guy has never had a job outside of government, right? How does that happen? How does Charlie Rangel, a guy like that, end up with three rent control properties in New York City? I mean, what we need to do is call them out on their hypocrisy. You can sit there and say, Leonardo DiCaprio, oh, yes, he's a climate change guy. Oh, yeah, except when he's flying his private jet around and then living in his, 10,000-square-foot mansion in Malibu. What is the carbon footprint of that? Go through the whole thing. Elizabeth Warren, a slumlord who owns multiple properties. What's her carbon footprint? Let's hold them to their standards.
Well,
if we do that, then we'll show people don't like hypocrites.
Well, that's what the deal is. You can tell whether this is real or not by what they personally do. And if they're flying around in private airplanes so they can get to the next rally or event faster, then you cannot believe anything that they're saying about climate change.
Well, they did it. You remember when Al Gore bought his huge house, they did a carbon footprint analysis of the house he has in Nashville, that mansion he has there. I took up almost as much electricity as my house would burn in an entire year, in a week, in order to maintain.
Well, but don't you remember he bought carbon credits for that?
Yes, I'm sure he did. You know where I am right now? I'm in our favorite town.
You're not in the Highlands.
I'm in the Highlands right now.
My brother just came back from there last weekend.
Oh, yeah. I just got up here. I'm up here. My son and his wife are coming down for the weekend. But here's the deal.
Well, let me ask you something. When you drove up the mountain, was the bale roll of hay, was it out that had the face on it?
They don't have them out yet. I was expecting to see them today, but they're not out yet. They usually put them out in September, October, because they have Halloween stuff.
It was September.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought they would have been out. Maybe they'll come out this weekend. But here's one thing There are people up here, as you know, billionaires with very large homes on some of this area. They have caretakers. Now, people who live at the level that the Obamas are living at and Al Gore's living at, they have caretakers for their house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have multiple houses in multiple places, sometimes in multiple countries, which they fly to and maybe stay out a month out of the year, maybe 2 months out of the year. What is the carbon footprint of all that?
Yeah.
And see, I have two houses. I have a cabin up here, right? But I'm not telling everybody that I'm living a global free carbon footprint life, And I'm not out free. It's always rules for thee, but not for me, You peons, you live the life. But me, Leon DiCaprio, I'm going to enjoy my time preaching global warming at Davos and going to places like, you know, the south of France to, you know, to basically virtue signal the rest of the country about how great I am and how we all need to do what I'm telling you to do. Do as I say, but not as I do, right? So, but it is, it really is a combination of religion and good old-fashioned Marxism.
There
I
mean, you
that's,
go.
That's the bottom line. And the Democratic Party are trying to latch on to the ignorance of young people who have no experience. You know, if you don't believe in a God, and you think we have this little fragile ball that we live on, then you're a sucker for this stuff. You know, if you don't believe in a higher power, I mean, my gosh, we've been on the planet for what? How many years? No matter which measure you're going to take, whether you think it's a literal 4,000 years or 10 billion years, it doesn't really matter. But the planet's done pretty darn well. And as a matter of fact, the carbon footprint of the country, the carbon output, is the same now as it was in 1983.
There you go.
And we've come a long way. Remember Chicago River used to be on fire? Remember all that? I mean, there are places that I never would believe could be cleaned up, but they were. I got a great one to look at. Look at the Gulf of Mexico after the BP oil spill. Where's the oil?
Yeah.
We were told the Gulf would be ruined for a lifetime. We'd never be able to go to the beach again. We'd never be able to have shrimp or mussels or clams or anything. You know, the planet. And I'm not saying we should not try and take care of the planet and do our part, but it's a lot more stable and healthy than you know the left wants to preach it. My gosh, that nightmare last night. And when Bernie Sanders basically said we should control climate change by letting third world people have abortions. That's what he said. We need to teach them birth control, and that's why I'm for a woman's life, a woman's right to choose. I mean, that is Margaret Sanger, population control of people who are not his color. I mean, it's the most racist thing I've ever heard for him to basically say, "Oh yeah, we need to make sure abortion is widely available in countries like Africa and India and China and all that." You know, it's just unbelievable. That's a sick person that's running for the president of the United States.
Chad, I have to ask you an important question.
Yes, sir.
How long are you going to be up there?
I'm going to probably be up here until Monday.
Oh, boy.
Well, I had a busy, busy, busy August, and I had some Supreme Court arguments yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, exhausted. So I am up here to rest and relax and recuperate for a few days, enjoy it while it's fall. And you can already see a little tinge of leaf change up here, you know, especially at the lower level, you're starting to see some of the underbrush is turning red and orange. But we're a ways away.
Yeah.
It's a little dry, though.
It is, yes, a drive. There's no doubt about that. But that's why you could stop at Tower Liquor in Atlanta on the way there, and that makes you happy, right?
Yeah, then it's not dry.
There you go. Chad, great talking to you. You have a wonderful time at the Highlands. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow for the TGIF edition of the Dan Mars Show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right.